Are you tired of missing day two at a GP by only one match? Are you tired of missing top eight on tiebreakers? Yeah, so are we. And that's why we're the B team. I'm not perfect, I'm just who I am. Is that okay? Perfect's overdone and overplanned. In the modern age, still you say you know what's best. I disagree, but hello and welcome to From the Bench, episode 14?
Yeah, I think it's 14.
14, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go with 14.
Let's go with 14. We'll check it and not edit it later. I am your host, Alex Mangone, joined with me by my two co-hosts,
John Cummings
and Joe.
As always, we are sponsored proudly by CardMonsterGames.com.
Do you think they're proud of us?
I hope they are.
Okay.
I'm proud of us.
Oh, I'm proud of us, too. We had 18,000 downloads last month.
Oh, my.
And only one episode. People just couldn't get enough of this silky, smooth voice.
Mm.
Sorry.
So, if you go to cardmonstergames.com and use promo code BENCH, you can get 5% off your order. So, yeah, we've been busy in the past month. Lots of things have happened in the past month. Some changes. Joe, do you want to start off with what's been going on with you?
Where do you want me to start?
From the beginning.
In the beginning, Joe had a lot of Magic cards. Somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, a lot. I know what they were worth, and I know what I've sold them all for. So,
are those incredible?
No, they're not. It's about a 65% discount. Or, sorry, it's about, I got about 65% of TCG love.
Okay.
But I sold them to a great guy in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and he paid cash.
Yeah.
Like the green kind that folds.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You
just,
when somebody pulls out a pocket full of cash and they'll give you better than buy list, but you don't have to negotiate. You don't have to, you know, get ripped off on eBay by Andrew Duggan.
You're on blast.
Yeah, you can Google him. He's apparently not the best person on earth, but that guy ripped me off on eBay. So he bought my four Tarmogoyfs.
Which were real.
I mailed them to him. Mm-hmm. He said they were counterfeit and mailed me back these really, really bad fakes.
Yeah. I have better fakes than those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. eBay refused to say do anything about it. They're like, yeah, I mean, that sucks for you. I did file a case, and I don't know what I should really say about it on the recording, because it did get some traction.
Proceedings are in order.
Yeah, things are moving, so I don't want to say too much.
Yeah,
but he's a piece.
Yeah, he is not a nice man.
But I've forgiven him because that's what we do as Christians. So,
yep.
If I was a Muslim and practiced Islam, I would only have 3 days to forgive him.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, that's not really the point here. So basically, I sold all my Magic cards except a few because I realized I had the ability to build every Legacy deck I could want to play except Miracles. Wait, let me rephrase. Every Legacy deck I could want to play.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
which would exclude Miracles. Foil versions of a couple of those decks, which, yeah, that was silly. Every deck I could want to play in Modern, and every deck I didn't want to play in Modern. Yeah, I had a $20,000 Magic collection. And how often do I play with paper cards now? Not often?
Not that often.
Not that often. So, I sold them all. Except I kept Legacy Burn, Modern Burn, Modern Boggles, Legacy...
Because you're a sick individual.
Because I'm a sick person. I love Boggles, man. Like, I used to hate Boggles so much.
I'm glad you finally embraced it.
I embraced it. It's who I am. I'm a Boggler. But I kept Legacy Belcher, because... Uh-huh. When I go to Legacy Grand Prix, the Leaving and Legacy guys are there. They're great. So I need to get my matches over with in a hurry.
Yeah.
So I can go hang out with them more.
So you're going to be belching people in January?
I will be belching people in Louisville. Hopefully I will be doing it on day two this time. I went 5-4 Belcher last time.
Ooh.
Yeah. I lost my win in them.
Mm.
Because I'm on the B team. And that's what we do. but anyway, it's not really a point. So now my entire Magic collection is down to these few piles of cards here and four fake Tarmogoyfs. So, yeah. it's time to move on to some new endeavors.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Go.
Okay.
I got to catch them all. So, seriously, though, you know, there's just other stuff. And I found out insurance doesn't cover all your medical expenses. Like, some things they just don't cover at all.
Yeah.
And you're like, how much you want?
Oh.
They're like, this much. Like, my magic cards weren't worth that much. It's like, why? They're like, oh, it's an election. It's an election to have that procedure. Oh. So, you know, it's, woof.
Yeah.
It was eye-opening because I have pretty good insurance. I work for a really good company. Woof. It doesn't cover, period.
Mm.
So, what else have I done? I got a 67 Mustang now.
That's sweet.
That is really sweet.
Yeah, let's pretend it looks great and runs like a freaking horse instead of what it is.
You'll have to let me borrow the keys sometime.
Shut up.
What keys?
The joke is there are no keys to it. The person who had it, somebody broke in their house and stole all the keys to all of his cars.
Oh.
And got the keys to those, too. So there are no keys, but it's only about $20 to get door locks and ignition and all that junk. So
that's not too bad.
No, it's not bad. It'll be a lot of money getting that where it needs to be. If anybody wants to make a donation, email me at thebteamweare@gmail.com, and I will happily take a donation. That's pretty much it for me. I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm the IT manager at work, and that's been wrapping up and getting, like, not I'm getting fired, but it's been getting slower because we're slowing down. So they've been dumping more accounting stuff on me. So I'm like the IT manager / CapEx writer.
Yeah. I guess because it's getting down towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Accounting stuff is taking over.
Yeah. It's,
Yeah.
It's rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about you, man?
So I discovered that as much as I love Modern, Modern is not in a good place for me right now.
Modern's not in a good place for anybody.
Yeah. So I'm currently having a fire sale on my Modern playables.
Yep.
Except for my Ad Nauseam deck, which I have fallen in love with.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really liking Standard, and it looks like the projections of Standard have been really good so far. So I'm concentrating on that and mainly on Standard recently. So I'm dumping a lot of cards. And with the Star City organized play announcements, even though I just finished my Legacy deck.
It's okay, buddy.
After the Legacy GP in January in Louisville, I'll probably be selling that too. So there's that. Work has been busy for me too. Like, I realized that I had like a school event every Saturday for the past like month and a half. Next Saturday is the first Saturday that I won't have something to do, but I'm playing in the Open in Knoxville.
That's good.
So hooray magic cards. But no, other than that, Standard's really fun. Started playing Blue-White Flash. That deck is sweet.
It looks sweet.
John, you should play Blue-White Flash on Standard. It's fun.
I can't keep up with Standard.
But rotation's slowing down, so you have more time to, like...
So
it's worth the, like, investment to get cards and stuff.
I've been considering our fourth co-host, who wore his From the Bench, or sorry, his B-Team hoodie to work the other day. I was like, this ain't no magic term.
I wear it to work.
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah.
I can't even find mine.
Oh,
you still haven't been able to find it?
No, I think the wife threw it away. But
curse you, wife.
No, he said he has Blue-White Flash built, but he's not going to play it in the open. So if you really want to play it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was going to play it, but then I realized I didn't care.
Ah,
yeah. So I'll probably go play side events.
I can put together red-white vehicles for someone.
I'll play it.
With some, like, you'd have to pick up a few cards.
Oh, I'll just play garbage cards in their place.
Okay.
More burn spells. That's how magic works.
And by a few cards, I mean you'll have to get copters or find copters.
Somewhere. They're like play set for what?
They're not cheap.
So they're like $12 a piece.
Oh, they went down? Okay.
I'll look it up, but sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt too much.
But yeah, the Blue-White Flash deck is lots of fun.
I imagine it is.
You get to play Bad Mana Leak and get people with it. It's the best.
What is Bad Mana Leak?
So, 2 mana, counter target non-artifact spell. From a set that has nothing but good artifacts in it, okay? Unless its controller pays 2.
That doesn't sound good.
Standard playable.
That's not bad mana leak. That's like bad miscalculation.
Standard playable.
Okay, you say so.
I play three copies in my main deck.
Oh.
Hey, when someone taps out for Ishkana and they have Delirium, you miscalculate the hell out of that.
The heck?
Heck, sorry.
They're $10.
Oh.
What's $10?
Smuggler's Copters.
Oh.
Actually, right here, the lowest on TCG is $8.50.
Ooh, that's a steal.
Yeah, I might pick up four. I think if Modern ever corrects itself, they might be Modern playable.
It will when they unban Splinter Twin.
I don't think that fixes it. Anyway.
You can give Affinity another power 2-drop.
I build Affinity again. It's going to be off foil.
Don't do it, Joe.
That makes sense.
All Masterpiece?
Of course. I mean, what are they saying? Players are going to play. So, but you were talking about killing Star City, killing Legacy.
Yeah.
Go. Like, I don't... I read over the organized play connection.
Yeah.
But I should change my ringtone. I read over it, but...
So basically, Star City is reducing drastically the number of Legacy events that they're hosting for 2017, mainly due to poor attendance over the past year. They said that, along with some other changes, that they were having a lot of financial problems with the Star City Tour, and so they were cutting back on the number of stops that they were making, and trying to make sure that each stop on the tour was going to be as successful as it could be, which means that since Legacy has been sort of the least popular of the formats being played, seeing the lowest amount of attendance, that it's the one that is on the chopping block, per se.
Mm.
So, if I remember right, there are only... there's one Legacy open per season, and there's only two seasons.
Yeah.
And
I think that's correct.
No, sorry. There's one Legacy open, and then there's the super special team open. And then each one of those will have a Legacy Classic for a grand total of four Legacy events that Star City is hosting next year.
I mean, that's four events, plus the Grand Prix in Las Vegas.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah, I know.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, hey, and GP Louisville counts for next year's
amount of Legacy
events. No, that Star City is hosting.
Oh, so. I don't know. I really enjoy Legacy,
mm-hmm.
but I think the reserve list is going away. It's got to.
If you want Legacy to be viable, but when the last flagship of Legacy says, nah, then why bother?
You need to give them time to get out from under their inventory. Have they had enough time? How much more time do they need?
I don't know, because the day they announced the changes to the SCG Tour, they did put all of their duels on sale.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it was... I forget who's the president of Star City Games.
Pete Hoffing?
Yeah, Pete Hoffing, like, top thing on, you know, the select side. And then the big banner, 15% off select duels.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I mean, let them get out from under it. I'm hoping Wizards has telegraphed it enough to them that they see it coming, too. And I still think it's 2018. And that's fine.
Yeah, I would love to see it repealed, because that would mean great things for, you know, Legacy and Vintage.
I love Vintage.
Me too.
And I can't play it.
Yep.
There you go. I can play it on Moto.
Yeah.
But on Moto, it's $1,000 now.
Oof.
Gross. Like,
yeah. It's a little cheaper. It's like $600 to $700. But Legacy's dead. Again.
For real this time.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe Channel Fireball will start running events with nothing but Legacy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's kind of this void in the West Coast. There's not a secondary tournament series outside of GPs on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And no one's really picked up that mantle or tried to. So, like, I think Nerd Rage is trying to run something up around the Chicago area, if I'm not mistaken, like in the Midwest.
Okay.
They have, like, a tournament series going that's similar to Star City. But
I thought Nerd Rage was in Canada. No, that's face-to-face.
That's face-to-face.
Mm. Face-to-face has a series, too.
Yeah. But that's strictly in Canada.
Yeah.
They don't breach southwardly. But yeah, it makes sense. It was kind of upsetting to hear how much trouble the Star City Tour in, because, like, they cut the Players' Championship. They cut a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, they used to make a lot of money off IQs.
And then they quit doing IQs.
Yeah, IQs are done. The only thing a store can host now is a super IQ.
Yeah.
Which is like, what, a 5K?
No.
Are those the old 5Ks?
I don't think it's that big.
No, supers were 3K, 2Ks?
I thought they were just like 1,000.
1Ks?
Yeah.
So
I don't really know, but I didn't think they were that big.
Yeah, they were.
But when they quit giving points out at the local level,
yeah,
it seemed like the whole thing just, it's like their whole machine just stopped. There was so much money coming in from, you know, local game stores buying the IQ kits.
Yeah.
You know, I think it really kept everything running when they quit giving points and they couldn't run them with PPTQs.
Yeah.
There it went. Well, no more IQ. I mean, John, you played in an IQ.
Yeah.
So, I've not played in one this year.
Nope.
I've not played in one in a calendar year.
I haven't played in an IQ since they split PTQs and IQs.
Yeah. Same here.
So, but I remember it was worth it to go to IQs. Like, we would drive for standard IQs because it was worth the time.
Mm. Yeah.
You could actually get something out of it. Like, you could get buys at opens. You could get an invitational. It was easier to get an invite.
Yeah.
At IQs. So, yeah. And now there's only two IQs, and they're all in Roanoke now. So.
Awesome. Roanoke's not that far.
No?
I won't drive there for an IQ, but it's not that far.
You wouldn't drive for an invitational?
To Roanoke?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the IQs were there.
The invitationals are always now hosted in Roanoke.
Oh, so I went to Star City's headquarters the other day.
Yeah.
It's not impressive.
No.
Oh, yeah? No, it's like,
what did you expect? Walmart? Like,
no, I expected Card Kingdom.
I've never been to Card Kingdom.
Card Kingdom in like Seattle is a castle. Like, they have built, like, you can find pictures of it on the internet. It is fantastic. Star City is literally a cinder block building.
Uh-huh.
That's about 100 yards long, 30 yards wide, 20 yards wide maybe.
Mm-hmm.
With a front play area about 3,000 square feet, and the rest of it's like warehouse.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hmm.
Like, super unimpressive.
Mm.
I actually drove past it on accident. My GPS is like, your destination's on the right. I'm like, where? I mean,
Channel Fireball's in a strip mall.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Come on, Louie, fix that. So, John, tell us about your IQ. I hear you had a great time.
I had a terrible time.
John!
In true B-team fashion.
Oh, well, I played Kiki Control, and I don't know, I think the deck is, like, fine, but I had some bad luck in the first match. I played against Infect in the first match.
Is that a bad matchup?
I think it's, like, 50-50. I think against, so it just depends on, I guess, what half of the deck you draw and when you draw it. If you draw all your expensive spells, then it's going to be bad because they're going to bottleneck your mana. If you draw, like, path, bolt, bolt, path, land, land, then it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
But games went pretty much how they always go. Either you have all the removal, the cheap removal early, and then you win later, or you don't have the cheap removal early, and they combo kill you.
That's not good for you.
No, it's not good.
Okay.
So the first game went bad for me, second game went good for me, and then the third game I didn't hit my third land drop.
So, but is that good for you or bad for you?
That was really bad
for me. I didn't know, because all your interaction is cheap.
Not all of your interaction is cheap. Not all of your spells are cheap. And if you keep a hand with, say, two cheap interaction spells, it's likely that they can keep a hand also with two cheap interaction spells. They have, say you have Bolt and Path, and they have Vines and a pump spell. Like, they got you matched.
Yeah.
So, no, I just didn't hit my third land drop in the third game. I mean, you could have been playing any deck and not hit your third land drop and lose to Infect. And then the second match, I played against the Titan Shift deck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really bad matchup. Basically, did you draw your mana leak? And if you didn't, you're dead. Real dead. You cannot interact with what they're doing.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then my third match, I played against...
So wait, you're 0-2.
Oh, yeah, I'm 0-2. And there's
the B
five
team
rounds.
Needs to be... Okay, the B yeah, team, yeah. We need better than that.
Well,
we're not the C team, okay?
Well, yeah, sometimes bad things happen, okay? So I decided to play my third match because I just wanted to play some Magic. I mean, I was out of contention for top 8. I mean, sometimes, you know, you go 0-2. Like, it just happens. This is Magic. Like, it depends on the cards that you draw. Like,
I am very familiar with
that. I can tell you the last time I started 0-2.
Yeah?
I honestly remember the last time I started 0-2. And it was at the GP Charlotte of, like, last year, when I was still playing Merfolk.
Was it, I like to refer to it as GP Good Charlotte or GP Bad Charlotte?
The one without all the screw-ups.
So the GP Good Charlotte.
Yeah. So, Good Charlotte. 18 months ago? Crazy. I hadn't started 0-2 in 18 months.
That's funny, because the last time I went 0-2 was GP Bad Charlotte.
Yeah, GP Bad Charlotte was bad. I day 2'd that, though.
Yeah, I went 0-3 drop.
Oh, no, you went 0-3 free pass to the rest of the week.
Yeah,
that's different. Sorry, John, keep going.
That's all right. In my third match, I played against Merfolk. And look, we're both 0-2. It's like, it's clear that we're just hanging out playing some Magic cards at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's only 5 rounds. And we were 1-1 in the third game. Okay. And my opponent had a Mutavault out.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clear to me that they were going to activate their Mutavault and then attack me with it. It was a good play for them. Well, they said go to combat. And okay. So for those of you who don't know, go to combat is a very... kind of an obscure shortcut to say, I would like to go to my beginning attack step. Once you get to your beginning attack step, you cannot...
You can declare attackers?
You can declare attackers, but if you don't have any attackers to declare, then you can't really declare any attackers. So what that means is...
So instead of go to combat, what should he have said?
He should have said, I would like to go to my beginning combat step.
Okay.
And then animate his Mutavault, and then attack me with it. So he didn't do that. But I'm trying to be a helpful guy. I'm like, I don't think you want to say that. And then he starts giving me a very long explanation of how the rules work. And I tell him that this is a shortcut, what you're saying, and it won't work. And I'm just trying to help him out. Because I don't care if he attacks with his Mutavault, I'm 0-2. Like, him attacking with his Mutavault does not concern me.
You are literally at the table number from our profile picture, right?
Yeah, I am at the
maximum table. There are that many tables?
Yeah. Right? Oh. So, that was my first mistake. Then I make my second mistake of calling a judge over.
Which judge?
The judge for the event.
Keeler.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think that this will help the situation and will be informative to my opponent, who doesn't understand this concept.
Yeah.
And then once I call the judge over, he will understand, and at his next tournament, he will not have to experience the very unsatisfying experience of trying to attack with your Mutavault when you can't attack with your Mutavault.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll matter.
Nice guy John being nice. I get it.
Well, they, being the judge and my opponent, they talked for it felt like an eternity.
Yeah, so they got it worked out.
Not quite.
The situation pretty much ended with them talking, a person from a faraway table needing a judge call, and the judge leaving with the issue unresolved. My opponent extremely frustrated at me, who's just trying to help. And...
did he get to attack with his Mutavault?
I'm like, just activate your Mutavault before attacks, man. Like, there's no reason not to just say, activate my Mutavault. Like, just activate it and then attack with it.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be in your beginning combat step. There's there's no immediate reason that I can think of.
Did you have 4 mana, 3 of which were blue?
Yeah, sure I had, but it doesn't matter.
You could have been playing a cryptic game.
Yeah, I could have had cryptic. How does that affect the situation?
Did he have any other creatures?
No, I didn't have any other creatures.
No, did he?
He didn't have any other creatures. Oh, never mind. He just had a Mutavault.
Okay. Never mind, forget I'm talking.
Literally doesn't affect the situation. Hmm. I have had people, try to be very tricky when I do have cryptic mana up and they have creatures, and they say, go to my begin attack step, trying to trick me into tapping out for my cryptic command before they activate their man land. I've had people try to do that to me before.
Yeah.
That's a skill. Like, I played Merfolk, and you have to be willing to not attack with your man land if they're holding up cryptic mana.
Yeah.
But if they have if they cryptic, you still get some damage through.
Yeah.
It's the only way to go.
Like, if you don't want to attack with your man land, there's literally no reason to say, go to my beginning combat step.
Yeah.
But
agree.
But anyways, that's what happened to me. I don't know. I don't know how I could have handled the situation differently.
Yeah.
Because my opponent, like, I think a lot of people who play Magic have a tendency for their personality to be very...
abrupt?
Yeah, abrupt, like, I am right, and this is how the rules work, and...
Do you think Donald Trump plays Magic?
That's not great, no.
What?
I've had enough of that this week, I can't...
No Trump discussions.
You know, if Bernie would have ran.
No.
All right, no politics discussion.
I will walk away from this recording right now.
So this is... I got to throw politics in real fast.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I have seen all this crap that, if Bernie would have ran, he was polling ahead of Trump. And Bernie would have been your president because he was polling ahead of Trump, says the same people who, a week before, had polls that said Hillary was polling ahead of Trump. Polls are broken. They said Brexit wasn't going to happen. It happened. They said Hillary was winning. She didn't. If you're listening to a pollster, you're a loser. And you should listen to something else, like
go
Twitter.
Back to Magic.
Sorry, yeah.
All
sorry.
Right.
Okay, so the only way that I could have handled the situation differently was to just not tell my opponent that he was wrong and just let him attack with his Mutavolt.
Yeah. You should have done that, John.
Or I could have been a jerk and at the O2 table be like, no, you can't attack with that thing.
You should have done that, John. That's
that
way.
Would have actually probably been a better way to enforce the lesson, because in that scenario, instead of me trying to explain the situation, I just call the judge over and the judge says, you can't attack with your Mutavolt.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Then he sure won't make that mistake next turn. Next turn, he'll be like, activate Mutavolt. And I'll be like, yeah, activate your Mutavolt.
Cryptic
and do
command.
That every time.
Yeah.
Tap draw.
So, you played any more Magic, John? We hadn't recorded in like a month.
No, I play online a little bit, but the problem is that the paper metagame doesn't move very fast, right?
No.
The online metagame moves super fast, and Dredge is one of the best decks.
Yes.
If not the best deck to play, and it's miserable for every deck that I ever want to play. So I can't really play in competitive online matches without assuming that, 50% of my games are going to be auto-loss.
So... I played against Dredge with Burn. I have put Rest in Peace in my Burn sideboard. I was playing in a Legacy, in a Modern League online, and went first turn, land, Goblin Guide or something, I don't know, creature, attack, go. He's like, tap land, your shock land, shocks. I'm like, okay. He's like, Neonate. I was like, okay, Dredge. You have a Dredge hand. But this is game two. He had already beat me. Actually, I might have won game one. This is game two. I'm like, awesome. Untap, land, fetch, get a mountain. Rest in peace.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited. And I swing in for like my two with Swift Spear or Goblin Guide or whatever. Okay. So what's the worst thing that can happen?
The Nature's Claim.
Abrupt Decay. He goes off.
Untap, Nature's Claim, sack Neonate, pitch yep. Grave Troll.
And he goes to town.
Dredge Grave Troll, plays his next land, and I'm like, this ain't good. Faithless Saluting, double Dredge, he has like 22 cards in the graveyard.
My Knot of the Bone?
Sorry, off his first Dredge, he hit like 2 Bloodghast. So when he played his land, they triggered and came back. And then off of another Dredge, he hit a Narcomoeba and brought back 3 prized Amalgams. I was like, this is turn 2 with a turn 2 Rest in Peace, and I'm dead. Like, this game's over.
Yeah.
And I typed in a little box, I think you got it. He's like, this deck's stupid. It's like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. GG.
It's so rough, because they can, like, especially against Burn, they can just put Knot of the Bone in their deck, and then, like, half their deck is in their graveyard, and then they just draw it, and they win. Yeah, so they can just... Oh, doing, you want
to... No, just get close.
Ah, okay.
If anybody's listening, we had to change
rooms. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. So yeah, they can just, you know, they just have, like, a very high percentage to just draw a Knot of the Bone. You put one in your deck, and then you're milling more than half of your deck. You're going to hit it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. The Knot of the Bone's problematic. It's not good for me. But it's not the end. It's not the worst. It's just the fact they can straight up outrace you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have ridiculous hands.
Like, Dredge is one of those decks that I would actually want to play, but I know it's going to get, like, banned.
Really? I don't think it's going to get banned.
Yeah, I'd want to play that deck. Are you kidding me? Look at what it does. It's hilarious.
There's so much hate for it that I don't think it gets a ban, and it doesn't make up that large of a percentage of the meta. I don't know.
Oh, I think that something will get banned from it. I don't know if it depends on, like, how much they want to get it out of the format. The thing
what do you ban?
Well, you can... I mean, you can ban the Grave Troll.
Reunion.
That was already
The Grave Troll doesn't change how the deck works anymore.
Cathartic Reunion is a good spot to choose.
That's the two red?
Yeah.
Or the red two mana?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was using... I don't know if it was using Tormenting Voice beforehand.
It was, yeah.
But it is just... Like, it's a clear upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, for the deck. So that would neuter it a little bit. Because it wasn't as busted with, like, the draw. It wasn't as quick with Tormenting Voice.
No, you're correct.
So that would be a good thing to try and slow it down some.
I mean, Amalgam is something you can ban.
Well, Amalgam would destroy the deck.
If you ban Amalgam, there's no more Dredge.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, if they didn't want it to be a deck, then they could ban it.
I kind of think they should, and this is what I think we're getting to, is 2 years ago when I was really, really getting into Magic a lot, we had Legacy, and Legacy was for all the old-timers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Vintage, but it was for the elites. You had Modern, that was for, you know, people that wanted to play the same deck a lot. And you had Standard. And I really honestly feel like they're just shifting this.
Yeah.
And they're going to start controlling Modern like they did Legacy, where, yeah, Dredge is a good deck, deal with it. We ain't going to deal with it for you. It's not a Pro Tour format, we don't care. And I think you're going to see Frontier become a real thing. Like, it's supposed to be going on Modo, blah, blah, blah.
When did that come up?
It's not been an official announcement, but it'll probably be on Modo within 3 months. So
when it shows up on Modo is when I will take interest in the format.
Yeah. I think Frontier's an interesting format. I get to play Rakdos, and that's all I care about. I get to play Spike Jester.
I get to play Dig Through Time and Treasure Crew.
Are they on the ban list?
Nope. Haven't been banned yet.
They'll get banned. At least one of them. I'll let you figure out which one.
Yeah, they can't keep those unbanned, right?
Not yet.
I mean, it might be fine now. I don't know. But, you know, whatever.
With the pool of cards that are in Frontier, one thing, I think they're trying to make Frontier a little too early. I think the card pool is not big enough.
I think that gives them a lot more appeal, because it leaves you a lot of older Standard decks.
Right.
That if you played, you know, a year or two ago, you may be able to pick up your, you know, Mono Blue Devotion deck and jump in a Frontier event. Who knows?
Yeah.
You might go 50-50. And I think that's what they're trying to get toward, because all of a sudden, people are priced out of Modern.
Yeah.
$1,200 and $1,400 for Modern decks. How much is Jund? It's as much or more than most Legacy decks.
Yeah.
If the Legacy deck's not playing dual lands, it's almost twice Death and Taxes price.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I don't know. I really feel like that's where it's going. Like, they're going to say, okay, Vintage is dead for collectors. Whatever. We ain't even going to sanction it. Okay, we'll sanction it for you few people that want to play, like, 93 Magic, whatever. And you'll see, like, side events. And maybe Vintage Championships. Because people do show up for that.
Yeah, Eternal Weekend.
Yeah, and that'll be it. That's all. Except for the private scene. Legacy will become similar. Hey, we gave you a Grand Prix this year. Be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, boys, thanks. Modern will be the new Legacy, where you'll get maybe 3 Grand Prix a year, 4 Grand Prix a year, and Frontier it'll be it.
Yeah, they're definitely, at this point, they either, something has to give, and one of the solutions is to introduce a new format. So
the other solution is to kill the reserve list and
let it all run free.
Yeah, you can do that. That is also a choice.
Conspiracy 3 is just like the Moxen.
The conspiracy. Dak Faden's still in the Moxen. What a jerk. So Speaking of that, I saw a Reddit thread where some guy that apparently grew up playing Magic really loves the Power 9 and now owns like 6 pieces of the original artwork for the Power 9.
It's not Dan, is it?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think he's in North America. I think he's in Asia. But no, he owns like 6 of the Power 9 original arts. He paid like $110,000 for whichever one it was he just bought. Like Time Twister or something. It's like, must be nice.
Must be real nice.
Yeah, no joke. But good on him.
Yeah?
Well, I'm trying to collect white bordered power. He's like, I'm buying the original artwork. So, I'm not salty. Okay, I'm salty. He probably plays Dredge. Oh my God. Anyway, sorry. Man, I've got us off topic really bad all day.
Par for the course, man.
Okay, sorry.
I know it's been a month, but...
Okay, I will not talk for the next 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, man. Now I have to think of something?
Well, Truncate Silence took care of that.
Are we going to talk about the Grand Prix?
Which one?
The recent modern one? Where is it at?
Dallas. Talk about it.
Where Scred Red won?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Deck that preys on Dredge.
Yeah.
Does it prey on Dredge?
Has four Blood Moon in the main?
Well, I don't think the Blood Moons are the problem. It has 4 Relic of Progenitus in the main.
Chalice in the main.
Some number of Anger of the Gods
like
in the
3.
Main. Yeah.
It's like, sure, dump as many Amalgams onto the field as you want. Please. Please.
You only do it once.
I mean, seems pretty good. The Dredge deck mostly cares about casting red spells, right? So the Blood Moon isn't going to do...
No, the Chalice really would hurt.
Chalice on 2, I would imagine.
I think you can even do it on 1. It stops its own hate. It stops the nature's claims. It doesn't stop abrupt decay.
What,
so
why would Chalice do anything? Chalice, what is it going to do?
It stops Chalice
faithless
on
looting.
1 stops Neonate and Faithless Looting.
Those are 2 of the quicker.
But on 2, it doesn't stop the Cathartic Reunion.
Yeah, it does.
It's an additional cost to cast it.
But you don't draw.
You still get them in their graveyard.
But you don't draw.
But the others allow you to discard and draw.
Yeah,
but if you're trying to play a grindy deck, all they care is they get it into the graveyard, right?
Oh, Dredge isn't a grindy deck, son.
Yeah, it is. No. Absolutely. Look, you don't know because you don't play grindy decks, but if you play a grindy deck against Dredge
it's
really bad.
Dredge can kill you on turn 3 routinely.
Yeah, but they also have a very good long game if you don't have interaction with them, but if you have...
All they have to do is keep playing fetch land, and you can't kill their creatures.
Anyways, I'm not convinced that Chalice of the Wood is good against Dredge, but maybe it is. I don't know. Anyways, it has the Anger of the Gods and 4 main deck. I mean, I don't think Relic Progenitus is not enough against their good draws. But
no, it's
if
not.
You but Anger of the Gods,
Anger of the Gods is definitely good enough.
Definitely will be good enough unless they literally kill you on turn 2.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I thought they weren't allowed to do that in Modern. Oh wait.
I mean, hang on. Let's be serious. Can they kill you on turn 2?
I think
it's turn 3. But it's turn 3 regularly, and that's the problem. Whatever. We got to figure out how to deal with it. Just like Trump being president.
The top eight was really interesting, though. Like, there wasn't actually any Dredge in the top 8.
Yep.
So a lot of things that beat Dredge in the top 8.
Well, there are a lot of things that don't beat Dredge in the top 8, too.
And can we just say that Corey Burkhart was the hero we all needed this weekend?
How do you do that? I don't understand. Like... So I've been waiting for him to, like, make a tournament report or something. So Corey Burkhart showed up with Grixis Control with 4 Ancestral Vision, 4 Cryptic Command in his deck. Like, how do you live? Like, I understand you have other spells, too, but a lot of your spells are, like, cantrips.
He also has 4 Serum Visions in his deck as well.
Yeah, 4 Serum Visions, 4 Thought Scours. Like, those all cost time to be able to set up into your good spells. Like,
no Delver of Secrets in his deck at all?
Yeah, no... Well, I mean, so... I don't have the opinion, like, Delver of Secrets and Ancestral Vision, they're sort of similar in the sense that they're both, like, suspend cards. Like, Delver's, like, a suspend card that gets you a 3/2 flying, and then and then Ancestral Vision's a suspend card that draws you.
Is Delver a suspend, is it just X?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? You could go into some probability about, you know, the expectation of X, but, you know, it's a random variable, let's just say that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, But yeah,
it relies
Corey
on
Burkhart
the...
Corey Burkhart said, this is a turn 3, 3.5 format. I'm going to sleeve up 4 Cryptic Commands and 4 Ancestral Visions and a bunch of cantrips and play this deck. And then he just, like, beats everybody. Like, literally undefeated until the finals.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what happened, because I saw some of his matches, and the matches that I saw, he was playing against, like, actual good matchups that, you know, slower matchups.
Yeah.
Because I saw him, I don't know if you watched it all, I saw him play against, like, the Bant Nightfall deck, mm-hmm. which is a slower matchup, which will be good.
Yep.
Saw him play against Infect, which is not a slower matchup, but you have a lot of cheap interaction
mm-hmm.
for the matchup. I want to know what else he played, because...
I definitely want to see the pairing sheet.
Even playing against Infect, like, they... It's a fine matchup, but it's not, like, great for you.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're going to be favored by some percentage
point. I will say, he was the one time, I think he said he dodged Dredge the entire day.
Okay. Your deck is pretty much an auto-lose against right. Dredge in the first match, first game.
The only time he was paired against Dredge was the last round of the tournament against BBD, and the two of them was like, draw, and they drew into the top eight.
He didn't go for the glory of 15-0.
He didn't go for the glory. So he was 14-0-1 at yep. the end of Swiss. So it's like him and Finkel hold the almost perfect GP record. Also, no, they were saying that Finkel actually swept a GP once.
Oh, okay.
Like, Finkel went
Finkel
on a...
Finkel 18-0'd.
Yeah, Finkel 18-0'd, beating Randy in the finals.
Yeah.
Was what they were saying on coverage.
So I actually have... In the other room, uh-huh. the Duelist magazine with the coverage of that event. I might go dig it out, read you all the article.
Like, so he must, like, either got really lucky against his bad matchups. I mean, you just have to do that if you're going to run a GP anyways.
Yeah.
But it's just, to me, like, playing with 4 Cryptic Commands and 4 Ancestral Visions when you're, like, likely going to be playing against Burn Affinity, Dredge.
Oh, yeah.
Seems kind of... And I think he made some comments that, you know, I would not advise you to play this deck.
Yeah. No, he was telling his teammates, he was like, hey, guy, like, they were all prepping for the GP, and, like, on their team forums, they were like, he was like, hey, this is the deck I'm playing. No one else should play this deck. it's, yeah, I'm in love with it, but no one else should play it. Bad things will happen.
I think Huey on commentary said it was, like, tier 7.
Oh, no. Speaking of Huey, did anybody see his tweet from this past week?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. I was like, huh, how about that?
Yeah.
So, I would have never thought.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised that Trump being elected is what led to that. How does that relate?
We're not talking about politics.
Jesus. Fine, keep going.
You're just trying really hard, Joe.
I just really want to talk about Trump.
Why?
So post-sideboard, he gets a lot of options against Dredge, but game one, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Like, he has three Surgicals and mm-hmm. 2 Anger the Gods in the sideboard.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. When you get to Surgical, Snapcaster Surgical for 2 mana, that's good times against Dredge.
When you get to hit their Amalgams and their Bloodghasts.
Yeah. Yeah, just
all in one go.
Well, they could still maybe kill you with Narcomoeba.
Oh.
I mean, they could conflagrate you too, but you got Cryptic Command for that.
Oh, that'd be a card you could ban out of Dredge. Conflagrate.
Yeah, that I think that one's...
That card's frustrating.
I got 9 the other day. Yeah.
What did they have? 7, Dredge, the thing, and then cast...
I was at... I was at, like, 16, and he put me to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then conflagrate from the yard.
Right, so he had to have cast Life from the Loam to put...
guess so. Yeah. It was just like, would have never saw that coming.
Yeah, so Corey Burkhart, awesome.
Mm.
Sure, he was the only person playing that deck.
he was indeed the Batman.
Yeah, there was Infect in the top 8.
Yeah, there was a lot of Infect in the top 8.
Mm-hmm.
There was one Dredge deck. There was Skred. What else?
There was a Jeskai control deck.
There was a Jeskai control deck.
Which was extremely interesting in the sense that it played... 2 Lightning Bolts in the main.
Yes, it did.
2 Lightning Bolts.
Just two.
4 Path to Exile, 2 Lightning Bolt.
I mean, it's okay to be wrong. Wait, did he win?
No.
Okay, good.
He lost to the Skred player in the semifinals, I think.
Oh, my gosh. So Skred, you say.
He also had a Torrential Gearhulk in his deck. Which...
He wasn't playing 4 Snapcaster Mages. He was playing 3 Snaps and a 4th... And 1 Gear Hulk rather than 4 Snaps and 1 Gear Hulk. There's just so many things wrong. I don't understand.
Maybe he did perfect math. figured out this is the exact optimal deck.
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't think you would arrive at Jeskai Control as the optimal deck.
No? It would be Grixis, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Four color control.
It would probably not be a Snapcaster deck.
It would definitely not be a Snapcaster deck.
It would probably play Slippery Bogle. That is the best deck. I don't care what you all say.
In your heart, Joe.
In my heart. So what else happened Magic related?
Let's see.
Anybody know what the approximate metagame breakdown was for day two?
No. I don't want to know.
Pretty much just every uninteractive deck ever was top. Dredge, Infect.
Yeah, no, that's what it was with, like, Jund.
Titan Shift.
Yeah, Jund and Abzan being, like, maybe 4% total.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very bottom. It was real bad.
Boggles was virtually not represented.
That's surprising.
But, like, I don't think anybody made day two with it, so.
What do you Goldfish with that deck? What turn?
Four.
Yeah, that's too slow.
Well, you say it's too slow, but on four, you've also gained, like, 10 life.
Yeah, but your opponent is either going to kill you by a million with Dredge or not care because they're playing Infect.
Oh, see, the Infect problem is the part. Yeah, that's the,
Yep.
You're like ships in the night, and they're a speedboat, and you're on like some sort of old Viking ship. It's not fair. It is. But no, Dredge isn't as bad for Boggles as you would think. Main deck paths, main deck Dromoka's commands. You fight your life linkers against something. Just kill it, gain some life, buy some time, swing in.
Yeah, because they don't have the interaction to kill their blocker.
No. As soon as you put trample on it,
it's over. Or you get the spirit link to have it pro creature.
Yeah, spirit something.
Spirit mantle.
Yeah, there we go. Two mana.
Yeah.
So no, it's not as bad as you would think, and you play hate out of the board. So.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't mind Modern going in this direction. I think we've had this discussion before. I don't mind Modern going in the, like, Dredge is going to be a deck, deal with it. But yeah. I don't think we have the tools to deal with it and other things.
So, look, I don't care what direction it goes in anymore, because I'm just not going to play it until it's fun.
Yeah.
So, you can go whatever direction it wants to go. And if it doesn't, I'll just start playing Frontier.
Yep.
Play Spike Jester, my favorite card. Except for Prodigal Sorcerer.
Yeah. There's got to be changes if they want, like... They need to either make a statement that Modern is no longer considered to be a turn 4 format anymore, or...
And unban some cards, then?
Well...
Give us Storm. That's all I want.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They either need to make a statement that Modern is no longer turn 4 format, or they need to make... Probably several changes in the bannings and unbannings. I mean, the thing is that they can make several changes and have the decks that are being played right now still be played.
Well, we say that, but we don't know what's going to be printed in the next set.
Right, we don't know. But just assuming that, you know, there's no cards printed, then they could make several changes where the decks that are good are still good. For example, Become Immense.
Yeah.
I mean, killing Become Immense would kill the Suicide Zoo deck, I guess. But Infect would still be a deck.
Infect would be. Suicide Zoo wouldn't be. And Suicide Zoo is a great, fun deck to play against. Said nobody ever.
I mean, at least they play, like, some interactive cards, like Thoughtseize.
So, I think I've told you all this story. I was playing against Suicide Zoo at the Open or the Classic or the whatever in Columbus. My opponent beat me game one. I was playing Burn. I brought in Deflecting Palm. In game two, he's like, Become Immense. Double Strike. I'm like, Deflecting Palm. So his creature at this point is like a 9-10 or 10-12 or something bigger than my life total. And he is at like 18 because I've done nothing to him this game. He just scooped up his cards. He's like, yeah, you got it. And I was like, cool. Game three, he's like, yeah. I was like, I won game three with a Deflecting Palm into a Deflecting Palm. So he attacked for like five. I Deflecting Palmed it. Next turn, he went all in. I Deflecting Palmed it. And he's like, man, that card won you both games. It's like, actually, you would have won game two, but you scooped. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, I was at like 11, right? And your creature's a 12-12. He's like, yeah, but you Deflecting Palmed. I was like, the next time it would deal damage. The first 12 would have went to you, and you would have went to 6. And then the next 12 would have went to me, and I went to dead.
Hey!
The look of sadness. I didn't mean to make him sad. He's like, are you serious? Can I see the card? I was like, yeah, man. He's like, oh, my God. I won this match. I was like, no, you lost. Sign the slip. Like, you don't start thinking you won. You scoop those cards up. So,
what? One thing that's very interesting is a card that's starting to see fringe play is Blessed Alliance.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Blessed Alliance says target player gains 4 life. So I saw a match once where someone was attacking with their trampley card. I think maybe it was a Siege Rhino.
Yeah.
It had a Blessed Alliance. And their opponent was playing Death Shadow aggro. And their opponent blocked with their Death Shadow. This is like super weird rules interaction. And so they cast Blessed Alliance, targeting their opponent to gain 4 life.
Yeah. And give the Death Shadow -4/-4.
Yeah. So it must have been a larger creature with trample, because what happened was they didn't specify where they wanted the trample damage to go. So let's say it was just like a huge creature. So they're...
Oh, no.
So they did like some amount of damage. I guess it still could have been a Siege Rhino. They did some amount of damage to the Death Shadow, and then the rest trampled over. But that reduces their life total, and state-based effects don't take... Don't until happen all until damage. All the damage is dealt. So their Death Shadow lived. And I was watching coverage and I was super confused. Like, I had no idea what was going on.
Imagine
like,
how he felt.
Like, people are targeting other people with their Blessed Alliance. Like, Death Shadow should be dying, but they didn't die. Or, like, I have no idea what's going on.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
I had a similar situation. I was playing a Nauseam versus someone. And I had exiled my Lab Maniac to a Spoils the Vault,
mm-hmm.
and they had a Spell Skite out. And I go through the motions in the process of the kill. I ad nauseam, get my deck, I Lightning Storm, and I just start pitching lands to it. I pitch Lethal, and I go, targeting you. He's like, redirect it to Spell Skite. And I'm like, okay. And I go, pitch a land, redirect it. He's like... he's playing Bantel Drazi. Mm-hmm. He's like, use a pain land, take a point, redirect it to Spell Skite. I was like, all right, land to your face. He's like, oh.
I thought you had to hold priority for that.
So every time you...
Oh, so you pitched Lethal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I put Lethal on the stack.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so now I'm adding more counters to it and redirecting. And so he's like, how many lands do you have left? And I'm like... Oh, it's like, pay 2 life, redirect. I'm like, pitch a land, redirect. Like, stone face. He's like, oh, man. All right, next game. And I'm like, and I look through, I'm like, I had 2 lands left. Yes!
Oh, magic. Oh, my gosh. So, by the way, the original artwork for Ad Nauseam is up for auction.
I'm good.
Starting bid? What would you pay for this? It's an 8x10 size.
8x10 original artwork of
oil on canvas or oil on paper, maybe.
Probably canvas, I would imagine.
I don't know. It's matted. It looks like it's matted in cardboard, so it might be on paper.
I wouldn't buy it. Have you seen the artwork for Ad Nauseam?
Yeah. But this is something weird is happening with Magic art prices, and I'm trying to point this out.
$10,000.
$15,000.
Okay.
I don't understand. Seriously, 2 years ago you could have probably got it for like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what's happening, but the original art prices are starting to just go stupid, especially the alpha and betas. I put on our Facebook a project that somebody's undertaking where they're trying to find out who owns all the original alpha artwork and catalog it. So I just want the Rashad and Port original art. Or a playmat. If a listener wants to send one in, I'll take a playmat. The beat team we are at gmail.com.
No, there is a Rashad and Port playmat.
Yeah, Eternal Weekend. They're like $60.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Did you guys hear about Therese Nielsen selling Guru Land playmats?
Really?
Yeah, for the holidays. They started the pre-sale, I think, this week. So you can get it on her website directly $50. From her. No, they're pre-selling for 30 or 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's usually like $50 for anything.
Right, but the pre-sale, they're cheaper.
Okay.
So.
And they cost her $6 to print.
Yeah.
Hmm. Good to be her.
Yeah.
Man, I might get one of the... I really like the swamp.
I'd get an island, I won't lie.
Yeah. My favorite island's still the... not the APAC, the Euroland island of White Cliffs of Dover.
Yeah.
So, I sold mine though.
I actually just ordered a bunch of Onslaught basic lands. I'm happy.
Yeah. I still have all my portals in case I play anything besides the decks I have.
They'll be waiting for me at the Knoxville.
Really?
Yep.
Star City, huh?
Yeah, they were 25 cents a pop, so.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Nope. Hmm. And they were easily searchable. That was the key thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're obviously they're cheaper on TCG Player, but when I can just easily search for the exact art I want.
Yeah.
Much easier.
Understand. Your basic land art says a lot about you.
Yep.
People that play Alpha, it says, I don't really want good-looking land. I just want you to think I spent a lot of money for my land and that I played the game for a long time.
Yep.
People that play Guru Land
have turbo dollars. Infinite
money.
Well,
they used to. And they probably have an income stream.
Unless you're Shota. Then you just have actual infinite money.
Okay. People that play Arabian Nights Mountains, Patrick Sullivan. Uh-huh. And you're just funny. That's just awesome.
You have class.
You are... Yes, that is... He played a deck with like 18 Arabian Nights Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's fantastic. That's like all that's printed. So, oh, man. I don't know. If you play Portal Lands, you're just awesome. Or you're like me, and you started playing you started really playing competitively when Portal was released.
Uh-huh.
And all your friends started playing, so you saw lots of Portal cards and fell in love with the single mana symbol. That's why I play Portal Lands.
If you play Portal Forests.
Oh, yeah. If you play land from Battle for Zendikar, you're just not cool enough to play real Zendikar land.
Yep. I started playing in Onslaught, and so I picked out all my favorite Onslaught arts and queued them up.
I mean, I threw in like $40 and did the same with Portal. It's worth it, I thought. So.
Yeah. I started with 10 of each just to start me out, and it was like $12.50, and I'm not paying shipping because I'm picking it up at the event.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say unless you want to talk about Donald Trump.
Nope.
I went to Washington.
Yeah, how was it?
I didn't see Donald Trump, but I saw the Trump International.
Yeah?
It used to be a post office. It's very nice.
Okay.
Seriously. I got there at 1:30 in the morning, and they had sold my hotel room.
Did you use Hotels.com again, Joe?
I did.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how much of a discount did they give you for this hotel? How much of a voucher did they give you?
$12.
Oh.
$14.
Oh. You're still on blast, Hotels.com.
So
I warn everyone against you.
Thankfully, the Hilton, I got there at 1:30, and the guy's like, oh. I was like, here's my ID. He's like, oh. I was like, yeah. So we have a room? He's like, yeah, of course.
Yes, Mr. Godner.
I ran off to use the bathroom. The one on the first floor was closed. I went to the second floor. It was closed. I got lost in the giant Capitol Hilton Hotel. Got back about 15 minutes later, and dude is still punching buttons on the computer. They had to upgrade our room.
For free?
For free.
Because you never got back to me on that.
Yeah, it was 2,400 square feet.
Yeah, that's bigger than my apartment.
Okay.
It's bigger than this house. It had Harry Truman's piano.
Oh.
And if you want to go rent it, oh, there's the living room. If you want to go rent it, it's like $10,000 a night.
That's awesome.
Like, you look out your window and you see the White House.
That is fantastic.
And if they charge my credit card, we're screwed.
You'll be selling more than just magic cards.
Yeah, so now I'm done with Hotels.com. I'm booking straight through Hilton every time.
Yep, that's where I have my rewards account.
Yep, I mean, there's no reason not to.
Yep. Fellow magic players, if you travel a lot like we do, pick a major hotel chain. Hilton, the Holiday Inn Group, any of them.
Starwood.
They all have hotels at any price point. Sign up with their rewards program and just book directly. Literally, if you want $30 rooms, they have $30 rooms. $100 rooms, you know, $300 rooms, they'll have it.
$20,000 rooms.
Exactly. Like, these hotel chains have everything that you could want at any price point. You'll get good booking options.
Which one is it that gives you hot cookies when you come in? It's a Hilton, but I don't remember which.
Those are the... No, that is... Is that Hampton?
Is it Hampton? I thought it was a Hilton.
No. It's Embassy Suites, and that's through... Yeah, it's Embassy Suites through Hilton.
Yeah, there's one down here in Knoxville.
Yeah.
I like to go there and just get cookies. They're like checking in. I bring a suitcase and everything to really sell it.
Yeah.
And I get the cookie and leave. So, you'd think they figured it out. I think they like me. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I'm done with Hotels.com. But, Louisville.
Yeah.
Grand Prix. We're getting an Airbnb house, right?
All right.
If anybody out there listening wants to get a house with us, I don't know, Pat Ugla. Let's do it. I really want to get the Leaving a Legacy guys all in the same house. Dude, they're awesome.
Hi, Leaving a Legacy guys. I hope you're listening.
Oh, I'm sure they are. We're the most popular podcast on the internet. but if anybody else out there wants to join us in Louisville, hit us up. Let's all get together, have dinner.
Yeah.
Play some of the magic cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't got anything else to
Wait,
say.
Wait, John, are you going to Louisville?
Yes.
No? Yes.
Come play side events. It'll
when?
Be fun.
Wait, when?
It's January.
March. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
January 7th, 6th, and 7th.
What format is it?
It's Legacy.
Probably not.
Just come Aww. On.
John. All right, yeah, sure. I'm going.
Yeah.
It'll be a cheap-ish trip if we
see you guys
out.
There.
Listen, we got an Airbnb for Columbus. Four people split the gas up. Split everything. It was like $60 a person.
And Star City's hosting, so the challenge badges will be good.
Yeah. Come on, John.
Like I this? Already said yes.
Good. All right.
It wasn't a convincing yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
See, your okay was more convincing than your yes.
Okay.
All right. So that about wraps us up. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you all have a good week. And until next time, I'm Alex Mangone.
I'm John.
I'm still Joe.
And hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy your time.
Enjoy the inauguration.
Yeah.